Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio. We're live up on the hill on 84 PA. Another big weekend for the Steelers. Give me your input. I love it. Headed to New England. Wow. Give me your input at 516-666-9990. I'm going to talk about the Steelers, about the Penguins. Anything Pittsburgh sports is great. Give me a call right now. Let's get to the Steeler game. Well, better yet, let's get to that Cowboy game in Green Bay. What was better than that? The Cowboys losing in the last seconds of the game. Oh, my God. Oh, it was a great game. The outcome was fantastic. Jerry Jones went home crying. What could be better? And topped it off with a Steeler victory. Oh, I thought winning in Cincinnati was great, but geez. Seeing the Cry Boys down there getting beat. Jerry Jones getting beat. Steelers beating the greatest coach, according to Colin Cowherd. Andy Reid. Oh, you know who Colin Cowherd is. He's the guru on Fox. He's a know-it-all from way back. Andy Reid's the greatest coach in the world. Belichick. Everybody's buttoned up. Tomlin stinks. Steeler organization needs buttoned up. Blah, 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 on and on and on and on about that. Well, Andy Reid got beat. He was 19-2 coming off a bye week. 2 weeks to prepare. That's all I heard, how great this guy was coming off a bye week. 19-2, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll do that. Guess what? He's 19-3 now. Strange things happen on the way to the bank, Andy. And that Kelsey, what a crybaby he is. Whew. Somebody better teach him football, because I don't think that guy knows what a real hold is. A hold. It wasn't a hold, it was a takedown. Fisher took James Harrison down around the neck and took him down. It wasn't a hold, it was a takedown. Thank God he did it. And how about this Steeler D? Wow. How about these young kids? Burns, Davis, Hargrave, Bud Dupree, jeez, nice nucleus. What if they get another stud in there in this draft? Maybe a free agent. Oof, they're going to be tough. With Martavis Bryant coming back. I seen that guy the other day on his Instagram. He was working out. But tell you what, guy looks good. Put like 10 pounds of muscle on. He can keep clean. Wow, what a weapon. Get another tight end. I think Ladarius Green's days here are numbered. I think health issues are going to force him out of the game. Don't look good. We sure would need him here at New England, I'll tell you, because it'll be tough up there. They need another weapon. They need somebody to get in that middle and open that middle up. But, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to play a great game. Great game. I don't know if Big Ben's up to it, because, boy, he didn't impress me yesterday at all. Guy's not a, I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. Steelers had Aaron Rodgers, we'd be undefeated. There wouldn't be anybody in the world that could beat us. But that's if, Aaron and buts. But Big Ben got his home and away record for games and stats. Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde. Tell you, it's pretty sad because guy's a good quarterback, he was, but I think he's getting a little up in the years. I think it's hasn't affected Rodgers though, or Brady. I just don't think he makes decisions well anymore. I don't know. It's I guess he never did. He just was so athletic, he forced them and it worked. But anything on politics, anybody? 516-666-9990. How about the Trumpster, the dumpster getting inaugurated on Friday? Big deal, huh? Things are going to change in this country real quick. Maybe all we all wake up. Maybe not. I doubt it. When you go into the doctors and they go, hey, you don't have any health care. What? Yeah. Oh, what happened? Get out of your trailer once in a while and find out. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what happened to it? Well, the people you voted for took it off you, you asshole. That's what happened to it. Now bend over so I can boot you in the ass right out the door. See you later. But anyway, anybody have any opinions on this? Let's get to the phone here. We got a phone caller. Let's go right now. Hello, Gostock Radio. Hello, Gostock.
Yo, what's up? God's man, Will Delg over here.
This is Will from Lumbus. What's up?
Hey, not much.
What are you bringing?
Hey, I kind of caught the tail end of that conversation about Big Ben. Yeah, I know. I got to tell you, I agree with you. I think, you know, we go into New England with 5 or 6 field goals. That just isn't going to get a cut. You know, not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Nope. No, it's not. I don't know what this guy, I don't know his decisions or what's going on there. I don't know.
I got to tell you guys, man, the thing that frustrates me the most is, you know, when you're down in that red zone, you know, and you're on the 10-yard line, 5-yard line, 2-yard line, you know, you know, these teams, it looks like it's effortless, you know, when they just it's almost a guarantee to score. You know, very rarely does the defense get a stop when you get it there, except when you're playing the Steelers.
Right. Yeah. Well, I got a play that they won't use. I don't know why. I mean, it's. I think it's unstoppable. But a good play fake in the middle. Bell's running the ball so well. You fake the ball in the middle. A good play fake, which Ben can't do. He can't. He just shoves his arm out half. He gives it a half rear end fake. Give it a good play fake in the middle. Let Bell fake in the middle. Everybody's going to get sucked in. Have Ben roll around. If he can, trip over them size 16 shoes. Have him roll around the end and dump the ball off. Have a tight end just count to two, block 1,001, 1,002, and just drop off into the flat, into the end zone.
Yep. Yep.
I think that works all the time. You know, I'm not saying that I know more than any coach out there, but try it once.
Yeah, I got to agree, Gosman. I mean, I thought for sure, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, when you're down at the, you know, you're down in that red zone, you know, every single, I think they scored on almost every play. You know, you get down there and, you know, you can't at least score 2 touchdowns. That game should have been, out of, you know, way out of reach.
Oh, the Steelers, I mean, outplayed them like, yeah. Way out of reach.
Yeah, it should have been, they should have been up at least 2 touchdowns. It shouldn't have came down to a two-point game. That's for damn sure.
Right, right. Well, let's not forget, though, Kansas City, we got pretty good defense. They got nice defensive backs. They're probably the best backs in the league. They're pretty good. But
yeah.
Steelers just definitely scored. And there was a couple drop passes there. That didn't somebody drop one in the end zone? I think LeBron dropped one, and he got it tore out of his hand, and
Yeah,
number 17. Yeah, I think he dropped.
And, you know,
one.
I mean,
but other than that, I think I don't know.
Yeah, and Ben,
you got to score. You got to score a couple.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, Ben's turnover. You know, it was a tip ball, so it wasn't, you know, wasn't a clean interception. I mean, it's just you know, one of those things. But I, for one, agree with Tony Dungy that you know, you're down there on, you know, I think it was a 3 yard line or whatever. They were, you know. And it's first down. I think with a back like with Le'Veon Bell, you got to run it. You got to at least try at least once, you know, for you go to the pass, especially with a guy like that.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree. Here's what you do, Will Dog. Here's what I would do. And here's what I said before all the time. First down, Donner, stick the ball, stick it a fake in Bell's stomach, like I told you. Fake the ball. No, first down, I run the ball to Bell. It don't work. Second down, run the ball. Third down, I'm on, what, 5-yard line, 10? Roll out. Fake the ball in the middle. Fake it to him. You're going to draw. They're going to think he's going to run again. Get a good fake in there and roll out and hit somebody in a roll in the flat. What's so hard about that?
I agree. It looks like they're doing, you know, it's like rocket science down there in the red zone for these guys. They just
yeah.
They're just
whatever
trying
the
to
key
it
vision,
out.
It's not coming up aces, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
Man.
They're gonna stack everybody in the middle down by that goal line, 5 yard line. They're gonna bring them safeties up. If you pond Bell in there twice. Then if you get a good fake in there and roll out with a ball. But
yeah.
I don't think Ben can do that. I don't think he could. I don't know. He just doesn't. I don't know. He's not mobile enough,
well,
I don't think, you know?
Yeah, and that's the biggest difference between, you know, him and Rodgers. You know, Rodgers is, that guy's athletic, man. I mean, I've seen him throw some passes on a rail moving, you know.
You see him roll out yesterday for the first time?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's fast. He's quick. Ben is just, he's slow, and that's why these young quarterbacks like Dak Prescott and some of these younger guys, especially Dak Prescott, I like that kid. I think he's going to be good. I think he is good. Yeah, that guy can roll. He can move. He can. That's what Ben used to be able to do before in his younger days.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, man, I think, Dallas and Green Bay is a different game with Prescott being in the league for a year. You know, he had a year under his belt, you know, and going into that, you know, that was his second season. I think Dallas is going to be tough regardless, you know, with Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Those two guys are phenomenal. So,
yeah. Well, I think the Steelers are going to be good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, I'll tell you what, you got the defense is what won that game yesterday, hands down. The defense of
sure.
the kicker. I mean, you know, obviously you need remember Scobie. It's a good thing we didn't have him in there, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I want all the Yinzers out there to keep telling me how many busts drafted Tomlin and not Colbert had. Now call me and tell me how many busts are on the draft, did you guys say? Everybody was a bust. Now they're in the AFC Championship. These guys got a little mature. Bud Dupree looks like a stud. Hargrave in the middle looks like a stud. Sean Davis looks like a stud. Who's the cornerback? Artie Burns looks like a stud. Now tell me how many busts there were.
But guys, I got to tell you, it's hard to fault a guy like Tomlin when. I mean, now this is back-to-back years AFC Championship games. And last year, I think we would have beat – I mean, if we were a healthy Pittsburgh Steelers team with Bell and even if we had D'Angelo Williams and Antonio Brown, that's a completely different ballgame against the Broncos. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They could have beat the Broncos. Yep. Yeah, well, you got everybody healthy this year. But the quarterback isn't playing great. I don't know. He got to play great to win. He got to be better than Brady to win.
Yep. I agree
tall
there.
Tall order up there. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I don't know if Ben's capable. He wasn't better than Alex Smith yesterday, so.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of extra Pittsburgh news, guys. Man, this came across my the internet here. So it seems like the Pirates and Blue Jays just discussed a mega deal. They're looking at Blue Jays sent some interest in McCutchen and Tony Watson in exchange for relief pitcher Biagiani. He was the only major leaguer, and then a bunch of prospects. Vladimir Guerrero, Sean Reed Foley, a first base prospect, Roddy Tellez, and also Harold Ramirez.
Never heard of them.
I know.
So here we go with the prospects again.
Exactly. So they said that what I'm hearing on the chatter is that Huntington wouldn't be interested because it's not going to help bolster that rotation, starting rotation. So.
Yeah, well.
And I don't know what they do with McCutchen. They're going to re-sign Batista. So that's the other thing. So.
Well, Batista, isn't he a left fielder?
Yeah, but I think they got a pretty stacked outfield from what I remember last year.
Yeah, I want a stud pitcher for McCutchen.
But you got to. I mean, you got to get a straight up stud if you're going to give away. Because I, you know what, everybody has an off year, and even McCutchen's off year is, you know, an average guy's great year. So, you know, I'm expecting Kutch to return to form this year.
I don't want prospects, okay? I don't want coulda be, woulda be, shoulda be's.
Yep.
I don't want that. I want players. I want proven player. You're getting two proven major leaguers from us, and we're getting a bunch of fucking coulda be's. Okay? Don't make sense. 5 years down the road. Okay? 5 years down the road. Yeah, we're getting could-bees. I don't want them. Bad deal. But I wouldn't doubt the Pirates love it because they'll save a lot of money.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know what? You're right. I mean, look at the salary they offloaded last year, you know.
You're getting too proven. You're getting an MVP of the league not too long ago.
Yep.
Plus an all-star, two all-stars. For a bunch of fucking could-bes.
That's
don't
the Pirates'
sense.
Way. Well, I think
what
you said, Gus. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this plenty of times where, you know, this is a team that just wants to be good enough. I mean, you know, you got to put in the division that we're in, you know, the wild card game isn't going to cut it. And if you really want to win with the Cubs that are stacked, and St. Louis that, you know, is arguably they're good every year. You know, you just can't go in there with a bunch of has-beens and prospects, you know.
Exactly. I want a bona fide pitcher, and I want a bona fide first base power hitter for Tony Watson and McCutchen.
Yep.
I don't give a shit where they're from. I want a front-line pitcher, a starter, or one or two, and I want a goddamn first baseman that can hit 30 home runs. And then I'm going to put what's-his-face on third base, Freeze.
Yep.
Because Kang, I don't think he'll be here because he's got another problem over there with booze and women and what. For some reason, this guy can't stay out of trouble. I don't know. You got trouble with women here. You got trouble with booze over there. You got trouble with women in fucking Czechoslovakia. Everywhere he goes, this guy's in trouble. I don't know. He seems like a nice guy and everything. I guess he can speak 10 languages because he's in every. He's in every buddy's jailhouse.
I got to tell you, guys, it's a shame because the guy's a hell of. You know, I mean, he shows that he's got power. He's a hell of a ball player. It's a shame he can't get his acting. He's like the Asian version of Manziel. You know.
Oh, speaking of Manziel, did you hear what he's doing?
No.
He's going to be Super Bowl Sunday. He's going to be in Houston signing autographs. Okay?
You're kidding me.
50 hit bucks an autograph. That's what he wants.
For what?
How about
I mean,
that?
I'll tell you what.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Hold on. I said to myself, I said, well, I thought out loud, too. I go, there's no way people are going to pay $50 for this guy's autograph. And then I thought, Trump's getting inaugurated on Friday. There is a way.
Yes. And, Gosman, let me throw this offer out there, too. I will be in Houston, and after you get his autograph, you can give me $25, and I'll hit you over the head with a hammer. maybe that'll knock some sense.
But did you get my drift about the I thought it was impossible, but you know, then I remember Trump's going to be our president. Nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
Nobody's I don't underestimate the stupidity of the American public ever.
I got to tell you guys, it doesn't well, and that's the other thing. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who had the world by the balls, had everything going for him, and just couldn't get his act right, And, you know, now I don't think, well, he'll never, I don't believe he'll ever be back in the league. I mean, I honestly thought Ray Rice would be back in the league, and they didn't bring him back. So.
No, man's finished. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. He's,
I mean,
complete war shot.
Imagine waking up 35, 40 years old, and you look yourself in the mirror and you realize, oh, man, I just pissed away the most amazing opportunity anybody in this world could dream of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Well, it's not the first time.
No.
You know, he's not the first guy. And it's
but you're
shame,
right about the
guys like me and you.
Uh-huh.
Scrape and scrap for a dollar, you know?
Yep.
The guy
here's
gets handed
guy.
$30 million and blows it.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Just blows.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
It well,
is
guys,
unbelievable.
You got the regime change coming here. So, like you said, Jan 20th, Donald J. Trump takes the big seat. He's the man.
Yep. No more blaming Obama for anything.
Yeah, well, here's the problem now. I mean, I think the Republicans are completely exposed because you can't blame Obama, and you can't blame Clinton and her emails. So, who do you point the finger to at this point? I guess Bernie, you know, just point to
Benghazi's an afterthought now since the election's over. Shows you how worried they were about those four guys that got killed. They could care less. They just wanted to keep her from being president. That's all. That's what I said years ago, and it happened. You don't hear a damn thing about it now.
Not one bit.
No.
Hey, well, biggest act of treason all of a sudden. Hey, well, you know what happened.
Yeah, right. Hey, election's over. That's all right. Let's forget about it. And let's move on to Paul Ryan's baby, health care and Medicare. I heard at this town hall meeting a guy said that he go saved his life with Obamacare, and the next day Ryan went on to try to repeal it.
Well, here's the problem, Gosman, and I think people are going to be in for a rude awakening here. You know, everybody thought that, they're not going to do this, they're not going to do that. You know, it's all talk, it's all politics. Well, you know, like Bernie said, I don't understand why you would vote for somebody if you didn't, you know, if he's saying something that you don't think he's going to follow through on, it doesn't make any sense to him. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, you know, Trump says one thing, but as Paul Ryan continues to say, which he's absolutely right, the president does not write law. Congress and the Senate does. That's what they do. And they have the majority. So, you know, Trump may want all of America insured, but Trump probably won't get it. It's going to be, you know, and these guys can't even figure out what plan they want. Paul Ryan has one. Rand Paul has one. The new health guy has one. I mean, they have 70 plans right now, and, you know, nobody has any real details. So,
it's like when you're playing football. The old saying is, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any.
Yep.
There's no plan there.
Yep.
There's nothing. If they'd have had a plan, they'd have put it in place. There's nothing there. They had 8 years of this. 7 years of this planning. Where is it? Should be here. We should hear about it. You ever hear about it? All I hear is there's a plan. What is it?
And then the most disgusting statistic came out, Gosman, because they're talking about, you know, more, you know, because once they cut the ACA, they repeal it, you know, it's going to, you know, a lot of the wealthy is going to save a lot of money. But CNN just came out with a statistic. It was crazy. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but if you add up eight people, the top eight people, Zuckerberg, Gates, Buffett, Clinton, eight people have 50% of the world's wealth. Out of 3.3 billion people, eight people now have 50% of the world's wealth. Eight.
Who was some of the eight? Gates?
Bill Gates, Carlos Slim, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, there's a couple other people. Yeah, but if you add up 3.3 billion people's bank accounts and then add up their eight,
Wow. Jesus. Yep. Damn. They ain't done yet, though. Not done yet.
Nope. And you know what? Wait four more years. Those are the guys, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, those are the guys that are arguing to pay more taxes. They're the ones who said, hey, we're fine with it. We'll pay more. We have a ton, you know?
True. Paul Ryan wants to cut your Medicare and your health care and your Social Security and your pensions and your and they run out and vote for him. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Then when you're unemployed, he wants to ship your job off. And then when you're unemployed, you go for unemployment and they say you're lazy. You don't want to work.
Yeah.
You know,
and you got,
after they just shipped your job off to China.
Well,
it's unbelievable to me, these people.
You got 2 years of this because they got the House and Senate for 2 years before anybody do anything about it. So,
yep.
We are at the American people are at the mercy of what I would consider the majority, because a lot of the legislation that's in there from the GOP has really they spent a lot of money reworking the election maps to be able to take over the smaller, you know, the local side of things, the state side of things. You know, the state senators and the governors, and they reworked all that, you know?
Sure, it's like Russia.
Yeah.
They get that playbook from Russia.
Yep.
Only these people are too stupid. They gerrymandered all these districts to their benefit.
Yep.
And then they cut the voting, Don. People should be able to vote any time of the day, not on certain times. That's a right.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then they vote for these people. I don't get it. American people get, you know, they deserve it. Like I told you last week. You drink the water, you're poison, F you. You breathe in the air, you get cancer, F you. You know? Your food's poison, you get sick, fuck you. You voted for it. Oh, no health care? Can't go to the doctor? Stick it in your ass. F you.
Hey, that's what's going to happen, guys, man. I'll tell you what, they repeal this and they don't have a replacement for it. There's going to be a lot of people dropped immediately. Immediately.
Yep. Yep.
There's going to be a lot
If you don't like it out there, give me a call. 516-666-9990. Give me a call. I guarantee I'll get in your face. I ain't backing down from you. I guarantee that.
He's no wimp liberal, I'll tell you that, you know. I know the guy.
You ain't getting no cherry pop here, so give me a buzz. Yeah. Well, Will Dog, I got about a minute left, and it was great hearing from you, and we'll get it going next week.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you.
Well, thanks for the call, brother. I will be talking to you. There goes the Will Dog. That's the Will Dog. We got another good show wrapping up here. We every Monday from 5:30 to 6. Politics, sports. I hope next week I can come on here and talk about a Steeler victory going to the Super Bowl. I hope we can, and we'll see. But good luck, Steelers, because your quarterback got to play better than he has. That's a fact. I mean, he's getting paid top quarterback money, so I expect him to come out Sunday and play the game of his life. So let's hope so, huh? Before I get off, I want to give a shout out to my buddy down in FLA, Tom. So hope you're feeling good, buddy. Give me a call. Bye-bye.